Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Area. Can we get a camera there real quick? Some sort of commotion. That looks like Mackenzie Morgan?
What in the world has happened? What is going on?
Mackenzie Morgan is down in the backstage area and we have no idea what's happened.
We're going to have to see if we can find out what's going on. Maybe we can touch base with some of the, I'm seeing some talent there of our roster and some fans.
She's supposed to be in the main event here today. Fans, we'll give you an update as soon as we have one, but something has happened backstage, and Mackenzie Morgan is down.
She is out of this competition. Dustin, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have to move this program forward while we find out details. Our next match coming up next.
Well, it sounds like we've got the Hollywood Clique on their way to the ring.
Never surprises me.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me at this time is Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock and the Hollywood Clique, along with Secret Service, Delicious Van Vicious. Jimmy, I can't help but to think that you and your goons might have had something to do with Mackenzie Morgan laid out in the backstage area.
First of all, don't you blame us for everything? Can you blame us? He blames us for everything that goes wrong in this coming everything.
Where's DDT? Explain that. Mackenzie Morgan laid out in the backstage area, and here you come out without DDT. Something's fishy, Jimmy Blaylock.
Listen, I am a Christian man, and if I tell you we didn't have anything to do with it,
we didn't have
anything to do with it.
No. Yeah, we're going to believe them. All right, we're going to get to the bottom of this. But get on with it, Jimmy.
Well, you know what? I tell you one thing. It's a road to the one and only Grind City Rumble. But you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. I got the winner right here. I got the best. I got the very best. Dwayne Johnson is calling this man, and he wants him to be in a movie with him. He's Dwayne Johnson is begging his man to be in a movie with him.
Well, somehow, some way, you've manipulated to get the Hollywood click on Young Brock's television show, and now he's going to be in a movie? Come on, Jimmy.
You're just jealous. Let me tell you something. I have stars. Everybody in the Hollywood clique has been on the Young Rock. Now we're going to be in the movies. And this man right here is going to win the Grind City Rumble. I mean, the Rumble. And let me tell you, you got me so upset. Because let me tell you the reason I'm upset. I'm upset because when we first come out here, all you do is point fingers at us. You think we cause chaos in this company. And when we don't, we are good people, and you people need to listen to us. I promise you, we didn't have nothing to do. Shut up!
We're winning the Grind City Rumble!
We're going to win it, and always remember, you dream it, we live it!
Fans, Van Vicious is in one-on-one competition. We're going to find out what happened to Mackenzie Morgan. That match is next.
Now's the time where you tell me everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay.
You don't know that, Rosa!
Hold on. Okay,
oh, my
no,
God.
In here, in here.
Rotten mood. Of course, Jimmy Blaylock's always in a rotten mood, and something's fishy going on around here.
And introducing next, his opponent from Brighton, Tennessee, weighing in at 215 pounds, Kid Wrestling!
I hope and pray that Kid Wrestling brought his absolute best today, because I would love to see nothing more than Kid Wrestling to beat Van Vicious here today. And I'm supposed to be impartial, but I'm telling you, something's fishy going on here today. Mackenzie Morgan was attacked earlier. Our main event seems to be in jeopardy.
Yeah, after watching that video back, during that interview you had with Hollywood Jimmy, there is something terribly fishy going on here. And I hope that the Championship Committee can get a hold of what is going on and bring forth whoever's responsible and hold them accountable. And if it's Jimmy Blaylock, suspend him again, or better yet, fire him.
Now you're talking. This is serious. Jimmy Blaylock saying, watch this, baby. Van Vicious is going to tear Kid Wrestling apart. Well, that's yet to be seen, but the numbers are definitely in the Hollywood Click's favor.
Yeah, Hollywood Jimmy. Oh, wow.
Slap in the face. Disrespectful. Bell rings now. We're officially underway. Kid Wrestling making his return a couple weeks back, looking very, very good. I'm looking forward to seeing him here today.
Yeah, really enjoying the new ring gear. It's different, but it's a superhero kind of quality. I like it.
Collar and elbow tie-up. Van Vicious backs Kid Wrestling into the ropes. We need a clean break here. And another slap to the face, fans. The Hollywood Clique are in rare form here today. Don't you dare touch that channel. Action continues when we return.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Sonic steak, butter, bacon, cheeseburger.
Sonic, is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Holly hanging across the door, neighbors singing.
Tomorrow at the Wrestle Center, celebrate hardcore holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Meet the innovator of violence and our VIP experience. Tickets are on sale now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Kid Wrestling doing exactly what his name says, and that is wrestling. And he has a standing side headlock on Van Vicious.
Well, it's the one thing you've always got to give credit for.
Hip toss. Wow.
In stereo.
And another, followed by a big drop kick from Kid Wrestling. Don't see that too often. And Van Vicious having to take a little break. I'd love to see it.
I guess you can't say that was delicious for him. He definitely had to eat that one.
Foot right to the grill. And you see Jimmy Blaylock on the floor with Van Vicious talking him up. Stirring the pot a little bit, just like Jimmy Blaylock always does. Vance, we have a huge, huge card here today. Martin will be in action. Also, the Skimmahorns are here in tag team competition. And our main event, the Memphis Trios Tournament Finals, is supposed to happen today. But as we've stated already, Mackenzie Morgan is down in the backstage area, and we're going to see if she can or cannot compete here today. We will keep you posted on that.
Yeah, it's very sad to see Mackenzie Morgan coming out of the Stars of Tomorrow show, with even though a defeat against Knicks, looking very good.
Absolutely. And then, of course, Jimmy Blaylock, along with DDT, slapping her right in the face, making fun of Kid Wrestling here at ringside. Yeah, something's fishy. We'll get to the bottom of it, Terrence.
Van Vicious tossed him to the outside. And look at this.
Came to the gut by Secret Service.
Secret Service.
Colton Cage not here today. We haven't seen DDT, but still, it's 3-4 on one with the Hollywood Click. Pinfall with a foot. Van Vicious and Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock have their sights set on the Grind City Rumble that takes place next month. Tickets are on sale right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Big clothesline from Van Vicious, and he did not fare too well in the Grind City Rumble last year, if you remember. Jimmy Blaylock.
You can hear him in commentary over our headsets. He's so loud.
Says, I love this man. I love this man. Talking about Van Vicious.
Kid Wrestling starting to fight back here. Maybe he's picking up some momentum. Oh, God.
Kitchen sink thrown right to the gut. Down goes Kid Wrestling, and Van Vicious loves it.
I've never seen Van Vicious fight a fair match. Look at this cocky pin.
There's no way you're pinning anybody on the Memphis Wrestling roster with one foot. That's just not going to happen.
Dustin, you and I have been around this business for a long time, and we've seen it time and time again. Cockiness will pay off occasionally, but it doesn't pay off all the time.
Teach the referees to count to three. Fans, I don't know if you can overhear Jimmy Blaylock's loud mouth as he's barking at us. One thing that they did say as Van Vicious scoops Kid Wrestling up. Big running power slam. That's got to be it, but he's yet to make the pin. One thing that they did say that was correct is that there's a lot of talent on a hit TV show being filmed here in Memphis, and almost a three count there. I don't know how Jimmy did it, but somehow pulled some strings to get members of the Hollywood Click on national television.
Yeah, I don't know what he did to pull that off. We know Jimmy's been on national TV before. Not trying to give the guy any credit, but you know he's got some sneaky contacts somewhere, and you know that they don't really know the true Van Vicious like we do here at Memphis.
Oh, absolutely. All they have to do is tune in. Now Van Vicious choking Kid Wrestling on that top rope. After being eliminated in the Memphis Trios tournament by Team Wrestle Center, Van Vicious setting his sights on the Grind City Rumble, but he better pay attention to Kid Wrestling perched up on the middle rope. Nobody home. Nice move from Van Vicious. Oh my goodness. Curb stomp by Delicious Van Vicious. And that is it.
Here is your winner, Van Vicious.
Delicious Van Vicious picks up the victory. Let's take a look back at our instant replay brought to you by Kapow Comics in Sherwood, Arkansas. Hit them up, 501 501- 834-5769. Perfect for the holidays. The celebration is on inside the ring. Van Vicious and Jimmy Blaylock.
All right, Jimmy, I think we've already heard enough from you guys. Picked up the victory no matter how cheap it was.
You know what? How cheap? We won fair and square. Do you understand me? Fair and square. And you know what? I promise you, I'm taking this man to the top, and he's gonna win. He's gonna win.
God, City Rumble, I'm winning it.
And there's nothing nobody can do about it, including you, Dustin. You know why? I know why you're mad at us. Because I have this for sale. The Dustin Star Sucks hats.
Fans, congratulations to Van Vicious on his victory. Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock out here causing trouble. We are going to get to the bottom of this Mackenzie Morgan thing. Fans, don't go away. More action when we return.
All right, we're up to MVP. Who is your MVP of the week? You're going to hate it, but you might not hate it. Some folks at home may hate it, but Aaron Roberts. I mean, you want to talk about dominating that match. Just the shot of him and Justin Case towards the end of the show, that him raising his arms up and just that beautiful shot there, and then another shot in the match of just the deadness in his eyes after he would, you know, plow through Zay Washington. Aaron Roberts is on a mission to destroy Zay Washington, and this story's just getting started.
I agree with you 100%. I'm actually going to let him share it with Justin Roberts. So I'm going to say Aaron Roberts with Justin Case. I mean, not Justin Roberts. Aaron Roberts with Justin Case. Justin was perfect in this. He was part of the match, but we didn't know he was part of the match as much. Just one of those managers that just does what he's supposed to do and doesn't overdo it. Until he got ready for the foreign objects, and we've seen about 20 of them. I was waiting for him to just start coming out of everywhere. Loved it. Aaron Roberts and Justin Case, they're heels, buddy. I'll tell you that, Terrence, they are heels, and that's what we need in the rest of the business. You cannot like these two guys, not at all. I mean, you just can't like them. So Aaron Roberts and Justin Case, MVP.
Memphis Wrestling is perfect for the holidays. Catch us live starting tomorrow, December 4th. Celebrate hardcore holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Be a part of our Christmas and New Year's Eve tapings. Plus, you can meet Tommy Dreamer live at our VIP experience. Saturday, December 17th, Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling for the Grind City Rumble. Celebrate our 100th episode live at the Wrestle Center. January's schedule will be released soon. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Saturday, December 17th, Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Is your dream to become a professional wrestler or sports entertainer? Let's make that dream a reality. Train with the best at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center. Enrolling now at WrestleCenter901.com.
Welcome back to Ringside, and we started off the program here today with something extremely disturbing. We're supposed to have the finals of our Memphis Trios tournament, but Mackenzie Morgan was mysteriously attacked in the backstage area. This is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, we've got the footage from earlier, if you're just joining us, that we can take a look back and show you exactly what happened, or at least part of what happened, because we still haven't figured out who's done this.
Take a look.
Thank you. anything?
Should we break that chair?
Are you okay? Can you hear me?
The following contest is scheduled for one fall, making his way to the ring, accompanied by Jennifer Justice, Martin!
Martin is back.
Looks like he's got somebody with him this week.
Yes, Jennifer Justice was with Martin in tag team action a couple of weeks back, and it looks like this thing has stuck. Are these two some sort of a duo in Memphis Wrestling? And apparently so. And, you know, I'm a little confused. We saw Precious at our Halloween Spooktacular. Then we saw Martin back talking some trash. And here we are, it's Martin, I think, with Jennifer Justice in one-on-one competition.
Yeah, who knows what is going on in the mind of Martin. And introducing next, his opponent, Bray Collins!
Oh yeah! One of our very own here at the Memphis Wrestling Wrestle Center, Bray Collins, prepared, trained, right here and now. He's got singles competition. Bray Collins has not had a bad run here in Memphis Wrestling. He's going through his bumps and bruises as far as being a rookie. And today, one-on-one with one of our best, and Martin, and we heard Martin's comments here just several weeks back on Stars of Tomorrow that he has had a hand in training some of these Stars of Tomorrow, including Bray Collins.
Well, if the trainees were paying attention, this is a perfect opportunity to leverage what they've learned in the ring today, that of Bray Collins.
Looks like Bray Collins has been paying attention, ducking out of the way, knowing that Martin loves to jumpstart the match. And here we go, big arm drag, Bray Collins hangs on. Saw him cheering on Team Wrestle Center in round one of the Trios tournament. Today, he's in action, looking pretty good, too.
Yeah, he is. He's already got the upper hand against Martin, but we both know Martin is a veteran of this business, and he's kind of like that old dog that you don't think has got a few new tricks left in him.
Oh, yeah.
But he'll sneak up when you least expect it and pull out a surprise.
Now, and speaking of surprises, we did not exactly know that Jennifer Justice would be out here. I don't know if Ray Collins did or not, but there's a surprise and also an advantage for Martin in this contest. In a contest where you didn't think he needed an advantage against a quote-unquote greenhorn is what Martin calls the Stars of Tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe it's more of a morale booster. It's definitely interesting the second week in a row that, you know, he's been involved with Jennifer Justice. I'm curious to see what's going on behind the scenes. Well, somewhat behind the scenes.
Well, we'll let you report on that. I'm staying out of that one right there. But standing side headlock by Ray Collins. Looks like Martin trying to get out of there. We have seen a little bit of everything from Martin, including this.
Man.
Down goes Ray Collins, face first.
Right behind the referee's back. He ate part of the graphic in the center of the ring.
Face first on the Call Anthony logo right in the center. If you need any roofing work, and Ray Collins might need some dental work.
Yeah.
Martin's got him exactly where he wants him at this point, picking him up by the hair and wearing him out.
Not
big shots. Man. If I had to say, Martin probably has one of the best right hands in the Mid-South, if not all of Memphis Wrestling. Another big shot right to the chin.
Referee trying to get Martin out of the corner here, starting that count. Like, come on, you've had your fun. Get out of the corner.
I know that Martin is having his way here, especially with Jennifer Justice at ringside, choking away on Bray Collins. But Bray is still looking to get over that hump and pick up some victories here in Memphis Wrestling. He's been extremely close. We've even seen him on the road with Memphis Wrestling. Now standing on the throat area by Martin.
Why? Why is this even necessary? Why does he have to go to this level?
Bray Collins trapped in that kapow turnbuckle in that corner. Martin comes after him. This hurts. Dragging your opponent's face across the ring rope. Now gouging away at the face, maybe even the eyes, of Ray Collins.
And the referee, unfortunately, at a disadvantage, being able to see what was going on. You can see on your screen, he wasn't aware what Martin was doing.
Well, he might have had an idea, but the way that Martin positions his back, totally blocking out the view of the referee. Very, very experienced move
yep.
from Martin. Also, avoiding a
disqualification, perhaps.
Yeah, you literally took the words right out of my mouth. That's that veteran understanding of where you are in the ring at all moments of that match.
What a shot by Martin. He came to fight. We've seen a couple of headlocks, but most of all, just punching and kicking from Martin here today.
Ray Collins is going to have to pull out something. He's going to have to pull out something inside of himself to be able to turn the tides.
The strength of Martin. Oh! Falcon's arrow used every bit of muscle.
Glad you knew what that was called.
I just made it up. Now Martin calling for the end here. What is this one? Reverse suplex. Back first. 1, 2, 3, and that is it. Martin dominating today.
Here is your winner, Martin.
Martin with a big victory with Jennifer Justice.
Oh, come on.
In his corner, let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Celebrate hardcore holidays with us and Tommy Dreamer. That's December 4th, tomorrow, right here at the Wrestle Center. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Advance, up next, Austin Lane, the best of the best. You've all been waiting for. I am truly honored and privileged to introduce our guest at this time. He is the original founder of Memphis Wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Jerry Jarrett, live right here inside the Wrestle Center. Mr. Jarrett, what do you think of the new facility?
I think it's great. And one thing I want to say is I can't tell you what it does to my heart. The Memphis fans are still the Memphis fans, and they're the greatest fans in America. And what I want to tell you is that I've seen more wrestlers that look like wrestlers and are wrestlers than the last 20 independence shows I've been to.
Yes, sir, we have the best of the best here at Memphis Wrestling. And speaking of the best of the best, you have the brand new Memphis Heritage Championship, where we have the championship presentation right here with you, crowning our champion. Thank you so much for being here.
I don't want to steal a lot of time, but I hope that you have conveyed that Memphis, to have the name champion on the window card and on the publicity, means a lot. The tradition of Lou Thesz, Jerry Lawler, Randy Macho Man Savage, all the past champions of Memphis wrestling, these guys are following in that tradition.
That is a big deal. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Memphis Heritage Championship presentation.
You're helping her study for a geography test.
When a burger with steak, butter, and bacon sounds like the best, she's about to find out you can't read a map. Sonic steak, butter, bacon, cheeseburger.
Sonic. Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
With so many choices on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Feys I could be. So I hired body doubles. Indoorsy Tina loves a deluxe suite.
Holly hanging across the door, neighbors singing.
Tomorrow at the Wrestle Center, celebrate hardcore holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Meet the innovator of violence at our VIP experience. Tickets are on sale now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling, and ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome back the best of the best, ladies and gentlemen, Austin Wrestle Center, Austin. Welcome back. I know that just when you think you're done with your ex-best friend, Matthew Williams, he's back. And we haven't seen you for a couple of weeks after an attack. Tell us how you're doing, and good to be back.
First off, with Matt Williams, I will call your bluff because, Matt, you did nothing, all right? You took and paid someone to attack me after the match. I wasn't gone because you injured me, so don't get it. I was gone because I helped the community. I coach football in my hometown of Newport. Shout out to my Greyhounds and Grey Pups.
Heck of a football team, might I add.
Absolutely. Heck of a football team. And see, the thing is I am so glad to be back here at Memphis Wrestling because with Big Jack, the guy that Matt paid to attack me. See, Jack, what you don't realize, you're a bad man. I'll give you that. You're a bad man. But look at me. I am the guy who in the first year of Memphis Wrestling never lost, defeated for an entire year. I am the guy that won the... Make no mistake about it. I may not be as big as you are, but you have no heart compared to what I've got. I've got all the heart in the world. It's going to take me out. So here's the deal. Next week, right here on Memphis Wrestling, Big Jack, why don't you come on down to the ring? I'm going to help you get paid one more time. Get another paycheck from Matt Williams. Bring him out here with you. Step in the ring with the guy who is rope to rope and pillar to post. The very best of the best inside that ring. And I'll show you why they call me the wrestling machine. And when I'm done with you, you'll realize this is one job you never should have took.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the best, best Lane the Challenge. Austin Lane challenges Big Jack next week. Fans, more action on the other side.
Following contest is a tag team match scheduled for one fall. Making their way to the ring, it's Brad and Uncle Mikey, the Skimmahorns.
Always good to see Uncle Mikey and sometimes Brad Skimmahorn. But here today, it looks like Brad is not wanting Uncle Mikey to go see his people.
He's acting like a stinker horn again.
He's definitely acting like a stinker horn. And speaking of things that stink, perhaps, fans, we do not have an update on today's main event.
And introducing next, the opponent. It is the team of the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion, Cassandra Golden and Gio Savage. The Golden Savages!
Oh, yeah! Come on, Terrence! Go, Gio!
I don't know about all
here
that.
Here we go! You gotta get Terrence, buddy!
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah! Gio's a savage!
I move like a plate full of Jello. I'm good.
Well, I mean, you could probably do the shoulder shuffle pretty good.
Stop it!
And the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion out here, along with Gio Savage and his shoulder shuffle. All right, show us what you got over here, Lewis. Let's see, there's Cassandra, and there we go. Lewis getting in on the fun. We've got a very unique tag team contest for you here today, where we've got Cassandra Golden, the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion, fresh off an awesome victory over Diana Taylor, and we have G.O. Savage going head up against Uncle Mikey and Brad Skimmahorn. Look at this, Terrence.
I don't believe it.
Mikey helping Gio get into the ring. Brad saying, no, what are you doing? We're definitely seeing a different side of Brad, as we have throughout the last several weeks on Memphis Wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to comment back on something you said about the Memphis Wrestling Women's Championship. We saw she is now the undisputed Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion, so I apologize for missing that in the intro because she has earned that title.
Yeah, you see, she only has one championship. Well, rings were underway, and that's because DDT was not the official
self-women's champion.
She just took the championship and self-proclaimed herself the champion. No doubt about it, Cassandra Golden on top of the women's division. Now, tag team action.
Well, here we are. Let's take it. Let's look back and let's think about this here. I know this is different from what most people are used to in a tag team match, but Cassandra Golden was in the first Grind City Rumble up for the Memphis Heritage title. If you remember our first episode.
There's a tag to Uncle Mikey. So Gio's like, which one of you is it going to be? We do things different here at Memphis Wrestling. Men versus men, women versus women. You could have men versus women as well, just like you're seeing in this tag team match. Intergender, so to speak, but it's official.
This tag team match is going to be entertaining nonetheless. Gio Savage, oh, Uncle Mikey.
All right, let's see if Uncle Mikey does it better than I do.
Oh! Not too bad. I'll say mine's a little bit better, though, right?
Yeah, we could call that the orange cream shuffle. Sporting that new orange gear there.
I know my Maria is watching somewhere, disagreeing with
all. There's Cassandra Golden
doing the Gio Savage shoulder shuffle. Now we just got to get Brad in on the fun. I'll go get in the ring and do the shoulder shuffle.
I believe you would.
People are chanting for Brad. Come on, Brad.
Brad is having none of it.
This is supposed to be a tag team match, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like it's turning into some sort of shoulder shuffle dance-off. Oh! Brad Stinker Horn in there.
Now they're really, look, they're pointing at the ref.
Oh my. All right, folks.
I'm going home.
The train has officially run off the tracks. The wheels have fallen off of Memphis Wrestling here.
I don't even know what to think about this. Poor Brad looks like he just has no idea what he's
doing. Hey, brother, look, I'm here with you.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute.
Whoa, wait a second. Turn around, Uncle Mikey. Big body slam for Brad.
Oh!
And on top. Cassandra Golden body slams both of them. Fans, we're late for a break. Stay with us.
Memphis Wrestling is perfect for the holidays. Catch us live starting tomorrow, December 4th. Celebrate hardcore holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Be a part of our Christmas and New Year's Eve tapings. Plus, you can meet Tommy Dreamer live at our VIP experience. Saturday, December 17th, Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling for the Grind City Rumble. Celebrate our 100th episode live at the Wrestle Center. January schedule will be released soon. All tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Promotional consideration is paid for by the following.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. The action continues. It's the shoot kick. Shoot, 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 shoot. You never know what you're going to see here on Memphis Wrestling. And there's the tag. We've seen shoulder shuffles. We've seen the shoot kick. And now, Cassandra. Shoot, 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 shoot. Memphis Wrestling audience absolutely loves it. Tag back into Gio.
There's one thing you got to give Gio Savage, Cassandra Golden credit for. They love the fans of Memphis Wrestling.
Oh, and you can tell it. You can tell it. Big drop to hold into the compound turnbuckle. Another shoot kick. We got to get Cassandra Golden and Gio Savage on the dance floor somewhere. That's what we need to do. That's a pre-tape. Let's mark it down. As Cassandra hops in and does shoot kicks of her own. Shoot, shoot.
Oh, pulls him out of the corner cover.
That could be it. One, two, near fall by the women's champion on Brad Skimmelhorn.
Tag made back to Gio Savage. This is really smart, Dustin. The fact that they keep tagging back and forth, making sure they're getting some rest between
there's
action.
A blind tag, it looked like.
Ooh, oh,
nice move by Brad. Says he's going to suplex them both. I don't know about this. Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Wait a minute.
Uncle Mikey in there with an assist. He is the legal man. Big shot. Oh,
my God.
Cassandra Golden. Down goes the women's champ.
All is fair in this match.
Big elbow from Uncle Mikey. Posting up in that corner.
We've seen this before. Here we go.
The Wrestle Center comes alive.
And they're counting right along.
My name is Jared McCain. I go to Duke University.
Robert Dillingham, Paxson Logic, University of North Carolina.
Mikey's got to play with him here.
Referee trying to get Uncle Mikey out of the corner. Wait a minute.
Cassandra Golden is done watching this. Big block. Ooh. Right into the kapow turnbuckle.
Turnbuckle's getting some exposure today.
Wait a second. Looks like Cassandra Golden trying to cover up the best she can, but Uncle Mikey wearing her out in the corner.
Here comes Brad.
Oh, let me show you how to do it properly, Mikey. Uncle Mikey looking out at us, but hold on a second.
Wait a minute.
Big powerbomb! Folds him up! One, two, almost got him!
That was almost a golden moment for the golden one, Cassandra Golden. There's three Goldens, four Goldens, five. Sorry,
she's not done yet. Fold Nelson. Oh, face first suplex by the women's champ. Near fall once again, almost had her, Terrence.
I'm telling you, the Memphis Wrestling Women's Champion is a champion for a reason. She's a fighting champion, no matter your gender. Oh, God!
What a kick, but that's after he waved off Uncle Mikey's tag. Uncle Mikey, he's in. Get her feet! Uncle Mikey, reeling G-O in. He's going to finish him off, but Brad makes the tag here.
What is going on between these two?
Oh, my goodness. What strength from Gio Savage. And you see the frustration on Uncle Mikey. Big slam by Gio. One, two. That's it. He got him. What a victory.
Here is your winners, Cassandra Golden and Gio Savage.
What a victory for the Golden Savages. Clearly, Uncle Mikey and Brad Skimmahorn not on the same page. Let's take a look back at the instant replay presented by Zoo Lights at the Memphis Zoo. Zoo Lights taking place right now all the way until January 1st. Check them out, memphiszoo.org, and we're back in the ring now.
Look, this is something that plagues a lot of tag teams that learn not to work together, and now there's a divide.
Uncle Mikey shoved to the ground by his own nephew, Brad Skimmahorn.
I can't believe it. I thought this team was going to be inseparable since Uncle Mikey made his debut. What is going on?
Wait just a second, Uncle Mikey. What is going on with the Skimmahorns? What's up with the family? You guys,
give me the microphone. You want to know what's going on? Shut up! Everything was fine before you showed up. Me and Briar was on top of the world. First ever Memphis Wrestling Tag Team Champion.
That's true, that's true.
And then you showed up. And these people start chanting, Mikey!
Come on, Brad. Love you,
Dustin. This isn't about M-I-K-E-Y. It's about M-E. Shut up. I do not like that looking. Shut up, Mikey. I'm going to prove to the world what I've known all along. You are mid-card Mikey, and I am main event Bradley.
Fans, we definitely have a family issue here. Mid-card Mikey and main event Bradley?
I don't know. His head's not on straight. I'm still here for him. These people are still here for him. We're going to work through this. That's all we can do, Dustin.
Ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Mikey, you better go talk to Brad. Fans, we still have a main event coming up. I think... stay with us.
It's time for the Southern Roofing and Renovations Slam of the Week.
All over the floor here at the Wrestle Center.
Oh, and he's going to Morgan Zay Washington.
Heading back in with a huge power bomb.
Need help? Call Anthony at 901-672-1292.
Thank you.
across the door. Neighbors singing.
Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Tomorrow, at the Wrestle Center, celebrate hardcore holidays with ECW legend Tommy Dreamer. Meet the innovator of violence in our VIP experience. Tickets are on sale now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Saturday, December 17th, Moose is coming to Memphis Wrestling. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? Tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353. Promotional consideration is paid for by the following.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling fans. And Terrence, this is the first in our program history. We don't have a main event.
Yeah, it's still troubling to know what happened earlier in our program and still trying to find answers for that heinous attack against Mackenzie Morgan, who really just made her debut in Memphis Wrestling. And now, is there an injury? Is she gone? Will she be back? What's going to happen with the Trios Tournament? So many unanswered questions.
Well, she won't be back today. The Memphis Trios Finals was supposed to take place in today's main event, but instead, Mackenzie Morgan was attacked, unable to compete. We do not have an update on her just yet. Wait a second. You hear that?
I do.
Apparently, we have some sort of traffic headed to the desk, and it sounds like the Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Zay Washington headed out here. And he doesn't look like he's in a good mood. All right, fans, we are in a pickle here. We do not have a main event. Zay Washington's out here, and you don't look happy, especially after what transpired last week with the Internet Championship being defaced by your former tag team partner, Aaron Roberts. What brings you out here?
For the past months, I have been cheated, I have been made a fool of, and I'm tired of it. I usually come out here on Sundays trying to turn up and entertain this crowd, but not today. I'm here for one reason and one reason only. I want to fight. Better yet, I'm here to beat somebody, and they know who they are. So right now, I'm issuing an open challenge, and they know who they are. I'm issuing an open challenge for this internet title.
Well, that didn't take too long. Look who it is!
Introducing next, his opponent, Tim Bosby!
This is going to be a rematch from Stars of Tomorrow for the Memphis Wrestling Internet Championship, and we both know this is not who Zay Washington wanted to face off against today. He wanted Aaron Roberts, his former tag team partner, the same man that spray painted the Internet Championship last week. Never seen anything so disgusting in my life. Bell rings and here we go.
Look, Stars of Tomorrow proved one thing. It was one heck of a match between Tim Bosby and Zay Washington. And we saw Tim Bosby.
Oh!
God in heaven!
Wait a second, Terrence. Finish that in just a second. Aaron Roberts is headed out here with Justin Case. You see the guys here in front of the desk. He said it's not about the title. That's why he spray painted it. Meanwhile,
they got in their hands. So disrespectful.
Zay Washington coming off the top row. Fans, I'm sorry. We're not focused on the match with the problem child out here, the knucklehead, if you will. Zay Washington swings and a miss.
Oh!
Big German suplex.
Beautifully executed, too. And you know what? This is great for Tim Bosby because he could pick up his first title win. And being a trainee, new to Memphis Wrestling, this is huge for him.
Bosby, with his rematch, did not take him long to answer this open challenge. I know he's been kicking himself ever since he lost at Stars of Tomorrow.
The 3-for-meat only at Chili's serves up more deliciousness for just $10.99 than you'll find anywhere else. I mean, have y'all seen those fast food prices lately? It's like even they want you to come to Chili's. This Chili's 3-for-meat is the best $10.99 you can eat.
music to unify people.
All right.
Then that time is now.
Buy it on digital now.
Aaron Roberts said that Justin Case handed him that title, talking about Tim Bosby, and he blew it, and there was interference from Justin Case.
Oh, the strength paying off for Tim Bosby.
Oh, my goodness.
That looked a little familiar.
Around the world backbreaker. Yes, it did. Two count.
It's working.
Right there, Tim Bosby almost won the internet championship.
You know, I was mentioning it was a little bit modified, but that's kind of reminiscent of a specific trainer that was here on commentary just 2 weeks ago.
Absolutely. Talking about the head coach at the Wrestle Center, that's Alan Steele. If you're interested in being a sports entertainer or a pro wrestler or anything in between, go to WrestleCenter901.com as one of our students tries to make history here today.
I gotta say, I am rooting for Zay Washington, but I'm rooting for Tim Bosby, because even though we saw the disrespect from Tim Bosby, he's a young guy, he's just anxious, he's thirsty, hungry for an opportunity.
Ripcord. Oh, Zay catches him.
Oh!
Big kick! Followed by a neckbreaker, and the offense from Zay Washington is flowing.
Wait a minute.
The floor.
Wait a minute.
Incoming!
Brace the desk.
Tope Suicida from the outstanding chosen one. And look at this face to face. Fans are chanting, "Whoop that trick." That's the fight we want to see. And that's no disrespect to Tim Bosby.
You look at the face of Zay Washington. He's like, "You know what? I got a match to take care of, but you're next. I got you.
Hold
I
on,
got
guys.
You.
Don't ruin this championship match, Aaron." But Zay definitely laser focus on Aaron Roberts. Meanwhile, oh my goodness.
Was not expecting
that. What a power bomb. And just barely kicks out. Look at Zay's face.
Zay is chomping at the bit to get after Aaron Roberts. And look at this. Look what's going on. Look at the side of the ring here. If we get a camera.
Just in case. Oh my goodness. Spray can to the back of the head. Stagger Zay. Oh my goodness.
Good God.
Belly to belly suplex off the top with quickness. One, two. He got him. Oh my goodness.
Here is your winner and new Memphis Wrestling Internet Champion.
I can't believe it.
Tim Bosby.
Tim Bosby has done the impossible.
Ow! How is this possible? Wait a minute.
And the attack continues inside the ring. Bosby, is he going to help him or what?
Tim Bosby is in shock, but I got to know here. Why is he not at least going back in there? Competitor or not, the match is over.
Look at this. Tim says, no, thank you. He wants no part of it. Meanwhile, what are they going to do now?
Oh, come on. You've got to be kidding me. You sent your message.
Spray paint him? Spray painted his championship last week. Stole the title this week. He's got scissors. What are you guys about to do here?
Yeah, you've made your message. You've made it clear.
Are they going to cut his hair?
Oh, come on.
You gotta be kidding me!
They're cutting his hair, Dustin!
Tim Bosby could have helped out. Instead, he walks out after he steals the championship. Fans, we are all out of time. We have a new internet champion, and St. Washington's getting a haircut. I'm Dustin, he's Terrence. We'll see you next week. Disgusting.
This is not what we stand for.
We need some help for Zay.
If you really want a problem, I'm the man right here. Anything jump in this ring, I'll kick his ass right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get bold if you want to. Yeah, ain't no